Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, which we're now the third day learning Sif Aleph, which Mirtz Hashem will conclude today and get to Sif Beis. So we're on the very top line, going through still details of who should be the chazan for the Yomim Noraim and for the Slichos. So we pick up in the middle with the Ramah. He already told us yesterday it should be an Erlich, a person as a Talmud Chacham, who is a person who never has a bad name or reputation. He's a person who doesn't have sins from his youth. And such a person should also be ideally Vishihei Ben Shloshim Shanim. He should be 30 years old. Mishbur explains in Siv Katan Yud Beis, because at that point, Shaz Roy Ben Levi Lavoda, because that's when the Levim started to do the work. They started training at 25, and they actually did the Avoda at the age of 30. So therefore, this person is doing the avoda, the tefillah, who can neged avoda, and therefore that's why he should be at least 30 years old, at least in an ideal world. And this is brought down the Shaar HaTzion Oschof Aleph in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and this is also seen in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, where he says Shisham Niskar Biben Chafei. There it says 25 because that's really where they were indoctrinated, they inaugurated to doing the actual work. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah then gives another reason, and this is brought down also in the Darkei Moshe, V'gam Sha'oz Libo Nishbor V'nidke, because at that point in time, the person is going to be a little bit more humbled and a little bit more broken from the travails of life. And as well, he's also usually going to have young children, as we'll see in the next situation, at that point in life, and therefore that person has really something really to daven for. And that's what the Ramah continues, and he says, Gam Shei Nasi, brings up from the Kolbo, he should ideally be married. And the Mishnah will explain in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Dumi the Kohen Gadol, Shei Mechin Lo Isha Cheretz. Again, this is continuing the parallel of the Avoda, just like the Kohen Gadol had to be married, and if he wasn't married, they set a wife for him, and they even set a second wife for him, Rachmana Litzlan, in case his first wife should pass away, so he should be married at the time of doing the Avoda on Yom Kippur. And therefore, and one of the reasons behind this is, so if a person has a wife, it's called pas pesalo, he has bread in his basket, so therefore, he's not going to have hirurim, he's not going to do averus. Hopefully, Rachmana Litzlan, he won't be in a situation where he ends up doing something that is immoral. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, if he was married and he was davening as a shliach tzibur, and then Nebuch, he lost his wife, he's an alman, so then the Matthew Ephraim brings down, and in this situation, others as well, Shari Tshuva, Sheyochel Hamshech Liyosh Shliach Tzibur. You don't remove him from his post. He's allowed to continue, even though he's currently, unfortunately, not married. And the Matthew Ephraim adds, in Minua Bioso Alman, and if they appointed him, even originally when he was a widower, V'chvar Hechzik Bo'kam Hashanim, and he's been doing this for a while, you don't remove him. Furthermore, he says, another Tanai for the Shliach Tzibur, he brings out for Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Gimel, Ishinismali Zukono, he should have a full beard. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Shabrosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Lomaman Mafil Bofen Chad Pami Mishal Ismali Zukono. He shouldn't appoint for somebody that's under the age, usually of 18, is considered a full beard. So you shouldn't have a younger person, even though he's technically allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur once you're Bar Mitzvah, we don't appoint somebody that doesn't have a full beard. In other words, reaching the age of 18. And he says, even if this guy has a great voice and the tzibur likes him and loves him, it's the rabbi's son, he's 15 years old, and they wanted to daven, no, he shouldn't really do this. And again, we define over here, Mali Zikano, Shiesh lo ribui sarab zikano, vafilim sarosov kitanos mod. He has a full beard, even though it's not necessarily heavily grown. If he's married and doesn't have a full beard, or somebody that's not married, but does have a full beard, which one should you pick? So the Shaar HaTzion and Siman Nun Gimel says, Mishin and Smali Zekano Kodesh. It's better have the older person, the person that has the full beard, rather than the married person without a beard. Kivish and Smali Zekano Midin and Gemara, because this is really based upon the Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Upashu Dim Mizdam and Loshtaim. If you have choice in front of you, two people, Echoshu Ben Torah of Yori Chayt. One is an Erlich Talmud Chacham who's a Yori Shemayim. Vein lo Elu Apratim. But he's not married, or he doesn't have a full beard, or he's not 30 years old. Vasheni, who each pashut, the others are played pashut a person, not a bad person, but he's not a Talmud Chacham, not a Yori Shemayim especially. Vunasi, but he's married. Vyosef ben Shloshim, he's more than 30 years old. So he says, clearly take the Talmud Chacham, a ben Torah kodim. The issue foot number 29 brings down, Bim Yeshnei Anoshim Haru'im Leo Shliach Tzibur. If you have two quality people that can be the Shliach Tzibur, one of them is married, but he's under 30, and the second one is 30, but he's not married. What should you do in that situation? So Rav Ozzi Zatzal and Shevet Alevi brings down, Shanosi Kodem, you should take the married person first, even though he's not 30 years old. Because he says, the reason to pick a married person is based upon a number of reasons, as opposed to 30 is only based upon one reason, that that's when the Levim started work. So therefore, it's better to pick the married person in this situation. Then he adds, V'yesh echot shu ben shloshim v'nosi, if you have a 30-year-old who's married, and another person, V'yesh echot she'ein lo tanoim elu, he's not 30 and married, but he has a great voice, ach Bekolo was philosoph, Maori Yoser, slave of Tzibor. He would be a better chazan for the Tzibor. They would like his davening more. So then Rav Nissen Karlitz, Asal, brings down Shemisha Maoris at Tzibor, philosoph, Kod Melo Shleil Tzibor Yomelo. That it's better to have the person who was spurred the Tzibor to daven better rather than the person who meets the technical criteria of being 30 and married. Finally, brings down the Tzibor doesn't have somebody that's really able to daven the slichos, except Misha Kvar Omar slichos, except somebody who's already daven slichos. So the first minion had the guy, he was able to say slichos, and the second minion doesn't have the guy to say slichos. Again, I don't know if they're talking about situations where people didn't have slichos booklets, and people may not have known to read Hebrew so well. I'm not sure why you could have just anybody go up there and daven if they know how to daven, but they're talking about here a situation where you don't have somebody that can say the slichos. So the Rav Azaz Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi brings down, and it's also in the Shevet's Tshuva Tzela Chochba, so you can pick Livnosel Kishlech Tzibur, Af Sheitzarach L'Spalu Tshuva Slichos. The guy can repeat it again. If he's willing to, he's allowed to, because there is no problem over here of saying a bracha, and therefore it's not like you're davening an extra time, and there's no concern of motzi shem shemayim levatolim. Now we go back to the Rambam, second line, nun gimel aman aleph miu kol yisrael ksherim him. He says the bottom line is, as long as somebody is above the age of bar mitzvah, he is kosher. Kol yisrael is assumed to have a cheskes kashrus. Rakshi muru to lekol. Bottom line is, he shouldn't go up there against the will of the tzibur. The tzibur is willing to let this guy go up, and he's the only person that they have, and you don't have the other qualifications that would be ideal. If he's merutza to the call and he meets the minimal criteria of being above bar mitzvah, then it's okay. Avol mispalo b'chazaka, if he goes up and takes the omer because he's a strong armed person, he wants to daven for the omer. Nobody wants him to daven for the omer. Ain oni nachar v'main. You're not even allowed to answer amen to his davening. His davening is not good. Likewise, the Ramah continues, says, v'chein so shiotzi kol odim tivlaso. Chazan has to have in mind that he's being motzi every single person in the shul with his davening. V'imielo sone, if there's a person there that he doesn't like, he hates this person, and he says, I'm being motzi everybody but this guy. A guy blowing shofar says, I'm being motzi everybody but this guy. Mochavi shalo lotzio, he doesn't want to be motzi that person. So not only is his davening or his blowing shofar not going to be good, gam o'avav enam yotzim b'tiloso. He brings down from the goes minhagim yishanim, that not only is the person, obviously, who he said, I'm not being motzi, yotze, but even the people that he said, I am being motzi, they're not yotze as well. All his loved ones are not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah as well. Finally, he says, "V'yesh mekomus noagim." There are those places that have the custom. Shem espal slichos, mispal kol yom. Brings down also from the Kobo that some have the custom that the person who says slichos, he gets to daven all day long. What does all day long mean? The Mishbura says in Sifkot Yudalid, shachris u'mincha. He gets to continue davening shachris after the slichos, which I said before shachris, and he davens by mincha as well. Why? Shamaslu b'mitzah om lugbar. Because somebody starts a mitzah, we say let him go and finish it. Furthermore, v'yesh omrim the af arvish shulafonav. There are those that say even mariv, he should go daven mariv as well. Meaning the Maariv beforehand, not the Maariv afterwards, the Maariv from the night before. He knows he's going to be saying Slichos the next morning, so he should daven the Maariv the night before. However, the Maariv of that night, later that night, Avol Arvish Shalayom Shalachov Ein Shaychlo. He has no right to that. It's going to be the person who davens Slichos the next morning that theoretically would have the right to that tefillah to daven for the Yomid. Again, today, I would dare say that most places, they still have people in Avelus davening, but technically, if you don't have somebody in Avelus, so then the person who's saying Slichos should ideally be the one to daven Shachris. Then he says, "The cost of a Morgan of Ron." The Morgan of Ron adds, "Me tamze." Based upon this, Zehu Kodem L'Avel L'Mol. Technically, he comes ahead of the Avel, and he would go ahead of the Mol. Dershu foot number 30 tells us that there was a custom that the Ramah brings down in Yoredeya. Shekasa Shinogu Amol and L'Spal B'Yomamila. The Mol would be the one to daven for the Amud, and he brings out from the Shach over there. Sheikra Tamu Shaosik B'Mitzvah Roy Gam Sheyesh L'Yitzibah. The one who's doing the mitzvahs of the day, the Bris Mila, has the Kadima, has the right to do the other mitzvahs of the day. So there was certainly a custom that the Moel would go daven, or certainly the Ovel in the Yud Beis Chodesh for the parent for the, would daven for the Omer, or a person on the yard site. So technically, the person who said Slichos has a priority over them, albeit I don't think that's the way it's commonly carried out in most situations. Then the person who has Slichos is Moichel to let them daven. Ideally, let the person who has the yard site say the slichos, if that's possible. Let the person in Avelis say the slichos, so this way you don't run into any problems. The tefila taya b'rotzon hakol. The bottom line is that who gets the daven for the yomid, it's dependent on the tzibur. We learned previously, very early on, in the Hilchos Tefila, in the first section of Shulchan Aruch, that technically a tzibur can make any arrangements that they want. They can even technically all agree before they start the shul that they're not going to give the kohen the first aliyah. They're going to sell the first aliyah. Technically, they're allowed to do that. Again, that's not the commonly accepted custom. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, the El Yerabba Mefakbi, he disagrees with this, and he says, "V'daito the yard said Yeshlo Spalu in Humisana." And I think, again, most shuls follow this custom of the El Yerabba that we let the yard side or even the Avelim daven. And even if you follow the custom that the person saying slicho should daven the davening, so we let the ovel take over from Ashu Volutzion. This is brought down in the Pre-Megadim. So this concludes finally this beautiful Sif Aleph, and now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Noagim Lisanos Erev Rosh Hashanah. We've discussed this already previously outside, and now we see it inside in the Mechaber. He says, the minhag is the people fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Mishabur says in Sif Katan Tetzvav, Ubiyom Aleph Deslichos, Noagu Rov Akol Lisanos. Likewise, there was a custom that on the first Matzi Shabbos, that they start saying Slichos, so there was a minhag to go and fast that day as well. On Sunday, not on Shabbos. The Yochid Omer, Anenu, the Mincha B'Shomei HaTefillah. And then when he davens Mincha, even if you daven B'Yechidus, you can say Anenu in your Shomei HaTefillah. We talked about that in the past as well, when we did the Halachos of Tanesim, that you can always say that in if you're fasting, in your silent Shemoneh Esrei, as part of the Shomei HaTefillah, not as a separate bracha. But in this situation, Aval Ashliach Tziva, Enu Omer Anenu B'Chazor HaTefillah. But we don't make the separate bracha for Anenu that we normally do on a Tainis on these types of Tanesim. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, if somebody, let's say the day that you're going to start Slichos, that Shabbos night, so that Shabbos you had a bad dream on Friday night and you're fasting that Shabbos, which we said is allowed to be done, but then you have to do a makeup fast for that, so now your makeup fast would be on Sunday, but you're fasting anyway Sunday, so he brings down a machlokas amongst the poskim, could that day count for you for both your makeup for your Tanis Halom, as well as fasting on the first day of the Slichos, or do you have to fast the second day for that? Ayin Shom, this machlokas. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tezayin then tells us that they used to have a common custom to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and he says, Afilu Hatinokos Misanim. He brings up from the Morgan Rum in the name of Mariel that even children would go and fast. Vahatinokos Lav Dafka. And when he says the children, it doesn't mean literally children. Ela wrote Shalomer. He means Na'arim Shagil Yud Gimel, Lazacha, Yud Bez and Lekeba. This is talking about for the boys above the age of Bar Mitzvah and for the girls that are above the age of Bas Mitzvah. Yud Bez Shalom Lekeba Misanim. They fast. They Tzarech Kabbalah. And you don't have to accept the tannis upon yourself, lo ashlama. And you don't have to complete this tannis, afilu enu misana aseres mitshuva, even if you don't normally fast the rest of the aseres mitshuva. The issue foot number 35 explains over here, obitama dover, the reasoning is, she'ein tzorch lekabel, why you don't have to go and be makabelist by the mincha beforehand? So we already learned this in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Beis, shekivin shenogu lisanos, since this was the common minhag in those days, that they would fast on those days, it's not so common nowadays, so it's as if, kemo shekivin walatz lisanos, as if we had a Kabbalah. And he says, "Vagam sha'atainis rach kidei letzair esatzmo mishum tshuva she'iskapu v'nosav." And also, because it's to spur you to do tshuva, so you don't have to have a formal declaration of accepting the tannis. He says, "Nowadays that we don't have this custom, so then he says you should have a formal declaration." He brings this down in the name of Rav Yashiv if you want to do this. The issue for number 36 brings down, likewise, v'chein l'inyan tannis basar yimei tshuva. As we brought down, there is a custom to fast during the aseres yimei tshuva, except of course on erev Yom Kippur, and of course not on Shabbos and not on Rosh Hashanah. So the other 6 days, there is a custom to fast. So cause of Le'el, we already learned previously, in the name of the Matzah Teshekel, Sha'akshav Rabbi Nogu Shalo Lisanos Elo Adzman Milcha Gedola. So he says, nowadays the custom is that they would not fast the full day, they'd only fast until Milcha Gedola. And therefore, they would daven Milcha Gedola, say Aneinu, and then they would go and eat. What happens if, for whatever the reason, you had to go and eat beforehand, you couldn't get a minyan together for Mincha Gedola? So you want to eat then? So he says, in that situation, lo yomar aninu betulas mincha. He says, some say you shouldn't say aninu, and others say, shim lo yomar isatevos som taniseinu. If you don't say the words, today is our day of fasting, because you're no longer fasting when you say mincha, you could even say aninu without those words. He also brings down that if your choice is to daven b'yechidus mincha gedola and say aneinu, or v'yom tzom taniseinu, or to daven later on with a minyan, but have already eaten, he says much better to daven with a minyan later on and eat beforehand. The Ramah then concludes and he says, v'chein no lasus. He says this idea of fasting during Aseres Yimei Teshuva was a beautiful custom, and in those days it was prevalent to do so. Again, I don't think it's so common nowadays for people to go and do this fast. Again, we've already brought down previously, it's much better to do other things. A Tanis Dibur, we brought down from the Vilna Gaon, not to talk inappropriately, rather than going and taking upon yourself additional fasts, which we've weakened our nature. And when you end up fasting, you end up doing less good deeds, you end up learning less Torah, so it's probably not as good a thing to do. The Ramah continues and says, V'chol eilu ataniyos, all of these fasts that we're talking about, ein tzorach lashlim, they're not necessarily needed to complete them. You don't have to go and fast until nightfall. And likewise, ve'in korin behem vayichal, afilu b'erev Hashanah. Even though you have people davening there together, we don't say vayichal. And this is true even on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where there was this custom, more prevalent custom, to go and fast. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Zayin, ve'in korin behem vayichal v'chulei, v'ayinu afilu also shemisanin, even the people that are fasting, v'korin vayichal b'chol Erev Rosh Chodesh, and they normally do it when they daven Yom Kippur Katan, So they normally go and say Vayichal, they're fasting on every Yom Kippur Katan. So he says, over here they don't do this. Likewise, he says, you don't say the Birchas Kohanim in the Chazaras Hashatz, because Lefish ain't no Tanis Sibur, because it's not a regular full Tanis Sibur. Then the Ramah continues and says, V'mchol Bris Milah b'Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you have a Bris Milah on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so then Yecholim Lechol. Then certainly in that situation, you're allowed to go and eat. And Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Yudches. We learned this previously. Ayin Le'el and Simon Tov Kuf Samach Ches and Siv Beis and the Hagah and the Ramah over there and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Shamavar Inyan Zeh Barichos Kitzas. There it's explained in greater detail. The issue footnote number 37 brings down the same discussion over there is in regards to a pigeon aben, ayin sham. He also talks about if you're making a siyum, what you should do in that situation, ayin sham. And then he adds one additional point in the issue footnote number 38. He says if you have a yard site that falls out during this period of time, you don't have to go do a makeup day. If you have the custom to fast on a yard site, you don't have to do an extra day to go and fast to make up for that. Shalot tzorich lahosif lisanos od yom. And he says this is analogous to a person, Kamo Shiyom Kippur, Bitzom Gedaya, Shem Yom Mishachov, Lotzum Behem. Those are already fast days, and we don't say you have to make up two fast days for them to fast 10 days during the Aser Simei Tshuva or the week of Slichos beforehand. You don't have to do a makeup. So he says, Hu Adin, Kishacho Yom Yard Site. If you have a yard site during that period of time, on either the days, the first day of the Slichos, whether it's custom to fast, or whenever Shana, whether it's custom to fast, since these are set days, you don't have to go and do a makeup day for them. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.